这个时间过得真的很快啊。
Time really flies.
今天晚上我们又来到这一次特会的最后一个晚上。
Tonight we have come to the last evening for this conference.
我们真是巴望主快点回来。
We truly hope that the Lord will return soon.
我们能够早一天得见我们主的风采。
So that we can see the beauty of our Lord sooner.
能够一同在他的面前来聚集。
Then we can gather together in his very presence.
我相信所有弟兄姊妹都有这个盼望。
I hope this hope is for everybody and sister.
他还没有回来。
He's not yet coming.
所以我们愿主仍旧用他的话来激励我们。
And I pray that he will use his word to encourage us.
这一次的特会啊，我们的总题是我们你们是我的见证。
The theme for the conference is You are my witnesses.
而我所承受的这个托付呢，是交通效法他的死。
And the burden that I receive is to fellowship concerning being conformed to his death.
我分两个部分来交通。
And I'm going to fellowship on two parts.
那么上一堂我们已经讲过基督的死。
And the last session, we already talked about the death of Christ.
我们讲过他的意义。
And we mentioned about its meaning.
我们也讲到他的能力。
And we also talk about its power.
也讲到他在我们身上的功效。
And we also talk about its effects in our lives.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹讲到死而复活的见证。
And tonight we would like to talk about the testimony of death and the resurrection.
我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
And I'd like to ask the brothers and sisters to read some God's words together with me.
我们先看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节和十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2,
第二十三节
verse 23.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
This man delivered over by the predetermined plan and the foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of a godless man.And put him to death.
第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。
But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
We're going to read from verse 3 to verse 6.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death.So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第八章第十三节
Chapter 8, verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
灵后第四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我们读第十节和十一节
We're going to read verses 10 and 11.
身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来
Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake so that the life of JesusAlso may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
我们要回头读旧约的约书亚记。
We're going to turn back to the Old Testament. We're going to read the book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记第四章。
Joshua chapter 4.
第八、第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
以色列人就照约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人支派的数目。从约旦河中取了十二块石头都遵耶和华所吩咐约书亚的行了他们把石头带过去到他们所住宿的地方就放在那里约书亚另把十二块石头立在约旦河中在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方直到今日那石头还在那里
Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and they took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place, and put them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, at the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they were there to this day.
第二十节
Verse 20.
他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头约书亚就立在基甲
Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal.
第五章第九节
Chapter 5, verse 9.
耶和华对约书亚说我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了因此那地方名叫基甲直到今日。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day.
第十三节到十五节。
From verse 13 to verse 15.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说你是帮助我们呢是帮助我们敌人呢他回答说不是的我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说我主有什么话吩咐仆人耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说把你脚上的鞋脱下来因为你所站的地方是圣的约书亚就照着行了
Verse 13 Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked and behold a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand and Joshua went to him and said to him Are you for us or for our adversaries? He said No rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to himWhy has my Lord to say to this, his servant? The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
我们上次说过、
And we mentioned this last time.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
这是保罗一个非常强烈的心愿。
This is a strong desire of Paul.
他渴望能更多认识基督。
He desired to know Christ more.
但是他知道如果要更多认识基督。
He also knew that in order to know Christ more.
他必须交通于基督的苦难。
He had to have fellowship with Christ's sufferings.
他必须效法基督的死。
He needed to be conformed to his death.
磨成基督死的形状。
He needed to be conformed into the likeness of his
death. 然后他就讲到呢，也许会有复活的生命的一个效果。
And then he continued to say that in order I may attain to the effect of resurrection life.
我们讲过，效法他的死，就是磨成他死的形状。
We already mentioned that being conformed to his death is to being conformed into the likeness of his death.
这是一个非常重要的一个经历。
That is a very important experience.
对基督徒来讲，也是最一个最根基的一个重要的经历。
And for Christians, that is also a very fundamental experience.
甚至在我们追求主的事上是一个关键性的一个经历。
And also it is a critical experience for us to pursue the Lord.
我们要让我们所认识的主，我们所知道的许多的真理。
In order to, for us to have the knowledge of the Lord and also all the truth concerning the Lord.
能实实际际的临到我们。
To be a reality in us.
而从我们的生活中能把它彰显出来。
And also be manifested in our daily life.
这个死的经历是绝不可以缺少的。
And this experience of a death is indispensable.
甚至如果我们在这个死的经历上我们忽略了。
If we ignore this experience of a death.
我们不够有真实的追求。
If we do not pursue in this regard.
那一切对我们来讲都成为道理。
And all other things are but doctrines to us.
不可能有实际的。
There will be no reality.
这些年我里面深处常常有一个很深的感觉。
And the recent years, I really have this deep feeling.
我们听了很多的道。
We have heard a lot of messages.
我们有很多关于基督的知识。
And we have a lot of knowledge concerning Christ.
而在我们的生活或者在我们的聚会里所能表现的非常的微小。
And what we can experience either in our personal life or in our church life is very little.
那个关键性在哪里呢？
So what is the critical point here?
保罗非常的清楚。
Paul was very clear.
必须磨成他死的形状。
We have to be conformed into the likeness of his death.
每一个弟兄姊妹需要在这方面来追求的。
Every brother and sister need to pursue in this area.
因为我们这个人的难处不被解决。
Because the difficulties for us as a man is not
dealt with. 主的恩典从我们身上显不出来。
Then the grace of the Lord cannot be manifested in us.
那个见证就不可能是明显的。
Then the testimony will not be bright.
所以这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这个何淑文教师的一首诗歌。
And the brothers and sisters are very familiar with Mr. Barbara Margaret
Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara. Okay.
Yeah.
他的诗歌中有一句话非常的宝贵。
And there's a very precious line in her hymn.
他说：“忠魂都当金甲掠。”
Those who are faithful need to go to Calvary.
若是没有死的经历在我们身上，
if there is an experience of death in our lives,
主的事不可能成就在我们身上。
And the things of the Lord cannot be accomplished in us.
是的，我们渴望对基督有更多的认识。
Yes, we desire to have a more knowing of the Lord.
我们渴望有更多的启示。
We hope to get more revelation.
但是对保罗来讲，
But to Paul,
他更渴望能有实际的表现。
And he desired to have this real expression.
所以效法他的死。
Therefore, to be conformed to his death.
磨成他死的形状。
To be conformed into the likeness of his death.
成了我们生命中侍奉中一个关键性的问题。
That has become the critical issue in our service and also in our life.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look upon the mercy of the Lord.
在今天这个末后的时代中。
As we are coming in this end time.
主能够把这个真理重新的恢复起来。
The Lord can again restore, recover this truth.
让各道各处的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters in various places.
都起来追求。
Can rise up and pursue.
如果是这样，
if that's the case,
主的见证在地上就有盼望。
And there's a hope for the testimony of the Lord on this earth.
那么我们在初期的教会里面，
So in the early church,
我们能看见他们为基督所做最大的见证。
We can see that the greatest testimony they could bear for the Lord.
就是死而复活的见证。
That is a testimony of a death and resurrection.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在头一个世纪，
In the first century,
有很多的使徒们，他们亲眼看见主耶稣基督的复活。
Many apostles eyewitnessed the resurrection of the Lord.
所以五旬节以后，
And after the Pentecost,
他们就起来为耶稣基督死而复活做见证。
They rose up and they were the testimony and the witnesses for the Lord's resurrection.
当然在他们的见证中有两个不同的方面。
Of course, in their testimony, there are two aspects.
一个是客观方面。
On the one hand, it is objective.
他们见证主确实从死里复活的这个事实。
They testified the fact that the Lord was raised from the dead.
因为他们很多人亲眼看见主从死里复活。
Because many of them were eyewitnesses for our Lord's resurrection.
但是我们知道这个见证呢，还是一个客观的见证。
And yet we know that that testimony of witnessing was a objective.
今天我们在传福音的时候，
Today as we are preaching the gospel,
很多弟兄姊妹们都竭力地为基督的死而复活做见证。
Many brothers and sisters have been putting hard work testifying the Lord's death and the resurrection.
我们用各样的证据说明主是从死里复活的。
We provide all kinds of evidence to show that the Lord was dead and he was raised from the dead.
当然这个客观的见证也是很重要的。
Of course, this objective witnessing is very important.
但是神不仅要我们在客观上来为他做见证，
But God not only wanted us to testify in this objective area,
我们还需要有主观的见证。
We also need to have this subjective witnessing.
就是不仅主耶稣从死里复活，
That is to say that not only the Lord has been raised from the dead,
门徒们也需要经历从死里复活。
And the disciples also need to experience the death and the resurrection.
从我们的生活侍奉里面实际的来见证他。
And in our service, in our life, we need to testify of him.
我们都知道保罗是最好的一个例子。
We know Paul was the best example.
保罗没有见过主。
And Paul didn't see the Lord.
他也没有看见过主耶稣从死里复活。
And he did not eyewitness the Lord's resurrection physically.
但是他可以在属灵的经历上来见证主耶稣是死而复活的神。
And yet in his spiritual experience, he could prove that the Lord was dead and he was raised from the dead.
所以他在世的日子竭力地追求从死而复活的这个经历。
So when he was alive, he was pursuing the experience of death and the resurrection.
而在这个经历上面，他来见证主的自己。
In that experience, he was testifying of the Lord himself.
所以因此在他的书信里面，
Therefore, in his letters,
他把基督的死和基督的生这个关系把它说得非常的清楚。
He made it very clear the relationship between the death of a Christ and also the life of a Christ.
这不仅是主启示给他的。
That was not only revealed by the Lord to him.
因为在他的生活侍奉里面也实质在在经历这件事情。
That was also his personal experience in his life and also in his service.
因此他希望所有的圣徒们，
Therefore, he hoped for all Christians
都能明白基督死与基督生的这个关系。
That we all can understand the relationship between the death of Christ and also the life of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
若是今天我们对于这个关系还不够清楚的认识，
If we are not quite clear about this relationship,
我们属灵的生活会非常混乱。
And our spiritual life could be very confusing.
教会的侍奉会非常混乱。
And the church service could be very chaotic.
这是非常重要的一个认识。
This is a very important knowing.
更需要积极的在这里来追求。
And we need to pursue hard in this regard.
当然我们从保罗的话里面可以看见，
Of course, from the words of Paul, we can see this.
基督的死是一个重要的过程。
And the death of Christ is an important process.
基督的生，基督的复活才是重要的目的。
The life or the resurrection of Christ is the important end or purpose.
但是这两者之间有一个非常重要的关系。
And yet, between these two, there is a very important relationship.
你必须啊，要死的是对的。
You have to die the right way.
你才可能产生复活生命的果效。
Then that will produce the effect of life in you.
我希望弟兄姊妹能把这个话听清楚。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, you can hear this very clearly.
你一定要有对的死。
You have to die the right way.
才会有生的果效。
Then that will produce for you the effect of life.
我们今天呢，都晓得我们要效法主的死。
We all know that we need to be conformed to his death.
我们向罪死。
We need to die to sin.
我们向世界死。
We need to die to the world.
我们向自己死。
We need to die to ourselves.
但是这个死必须是主死的形状。
But that death has to be the likeness of his death.
我们上一次已经略略的讲过。
We already, briefly mentioned on this.
你的死如果不是基督死的形状，
If your death is not the likeness of the death of Christ,
你就不可能带进什么生命的果效。
Then that will not produce you any effects of life.
所以我们解释他死的形状。
Therefore, we explain the likeness of his death.
我们说这个不是道德的。
And we mentioned that it is nothing to do with the morals.
不是人的涵养。
And that is nothing to do with our moral effort.
也更不是宗教。
And there's nothing to do with a religion.
不是一种修行的。
And that is not religious practice.
靠这些外表的行为来做出来的。
It is not something you made outside.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
主的死跟这一切都没有关系。
And the death of the Lord has nothing to do with all this.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，一个重要的提醒。
And yet, it is an important reminder for Christians.
可能我们很多人已经知道这个基督死的重要。
We probably many of us have come to realize the importance of his death.
但是我们生活中也觉得需要效法这个死。
And also in our lives, we feel like we need to be conformed to his death.
但是我们会发现。
And yet we may discover this.
在基督徒中经历中
And in Christian experiences.
有很多还是假死。
Many of them are just fake in death.
不是真死。
They didn't really die.
因为呢这是道理似的。
Because that is just some mental knowledge to them.
所以我们遇见难处了。
And therefore, when we have difficulties,
有人对付我们
and we have been dealt with by others.
环境，仇敌用环境来攻击我们
and the enemy tried to attack us with our circumstances.
我们 也知道要死
and we know that we need to die.
我们说好吧好吧就算我死了吧
and then we say, okay, okay, then I died.
结果不是真死
but actually you didn't really die.
所以弟兄姊妹我们必须明白什么是基督死的形状。
So brothers and sisters, we need to truly understand the likeness of death of Christ.
所以你死，你要死得对。
So when you die, you need to die the right way.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我这个话很简单，应该很容易记，对吧
？I think this is very easy to remember.
你以后千万别死错了。
Don't die in the wrong way.
你死错了，不会有生命的果效。
If you die it wrong, then it won't produce you any effects of life.
因为这是神的事情。
Because that is a matter concerning God.
这不是人的事情。
It is not something to do with man.
你可以骗得了人，骗得了自己，你骗不了神的。
You can deceive others, you can deceive yourselves, but you cannot deceive God.
所以你需要认真在主面前来明白什么是他死的形状。
So we need to be serious understanding what is the likeness of his death.
我感觉哈。
I really feel this.
全本圣经都在讲这些事情。
And the entire Bible is talking about this.
因为这是我们主最重要的工作。
Because that is the most important work of our Lord.
我向来喜欢呢，用两幅简单的图画来说明这件事情。
I often like to use two simple pictures for illustration purposes.
让我们看见这个死与生之间这个重要的关系。
To show the important relationship between the death and the life.
我们都知道，在圣经里面，羔羊是主的形象。
We know that in the Bible, the lamb is the Lord's image.
从创世纪开始一直到启示录，我们看见 羔羊不断地出现。
And we can see that the image of a lamb has appeared continuously from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
但是神给我们在圣经中看见了关于羔羊呢两个很简单的两幅图画。
And yet concerning the image of a lamb, there are two simple pictures.
说明主自己的工作。
Illustrating the work of the Lord.
一幅图画是什么呢
?What is the first picture?
就是羔羊在祭坛上。
That is the lamb upon the altar.
另外一幅图画是什么呢
what is the other picture?
很简单羔羊在宝座上。
That's very simple. The lamb is upon the throne.
其实全本圣经就是笼罩在这两幅图画底下。
The entire Bible is all covered by these two pictures.
弟兄姊妹你仔细想一想。
The brothers and sisters think, put some thoughts.
是这样的。
Isn't that true?
我们几乎可以说从创世纪到约翰福音
And we may say this from Genesis all the way to the Gospel according to John.
你所看见的羔羊的图画都是在祭坛上。
The pictures concerning the lamb is up on the altar.
因为我们的主是被杀的羔羊。
Because our Lord is a lamb who was slain.
然后呢，你从使徒行传开始。
And from the book of Acts and on.
因为他从死里复活升天。
Because he was raised from the dead and he ascended to heaven.
所以我们可以说呢，从使徒行传一直到这个启示录
And we can say that from the book of Acts all the way to Revelation
当然启示录第五章更清楚告诉我们羔羊在宝座上
It is even clearer in chapter 5 about Revelation because the Lamb is upon the throne
感谢神
We thank God
神从来没有为难我们
Because God has never tried to embarrass us and make it difficult to us.
虽然这个死和这个生里面包括的内容非常的复杂
Even there is much meanings concerning the death and also the life.
但是主就把这两幅图画摆在我们眼前
And yet the Lord put these two simple pictures in front of us.
今天我们每个人都想要做羔羊的跟随者
And every one of us want to be a follower of the Lamb.
啊，怎么跟随他呢
How do we follow him?
在祭坛上跟随他
We follow him on the altar.
在宝座上跟随他
Follow him on the throne.
弟兄姊妹们你把这两幅图画摆在你的眼前。
Brothers and sisters, put these two pictures in front of you.
遇见任何事物的时候
And whatever things you are encountering with,
希望能看见这两幅图画。
We hope you can see these two pictures.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
羔羊在祭坛上就说明他的死。
And the lamb upon the altar talks about his death.
羔羊在宝座上就说明他的复活。
The lamb upon the throne is talking about his resurrection.
我们都知道主耶稣作为被杀的羔羊
We know that our Lord is a lamb who was slain.
这个意义是何等的重大
That is such an important, has such an important meaning.
当他被摆在祭坛上的时候
When he was put on the altar.
我们晓得至少有两个大的事情被解决
We know that there are two major things that has been resolved.
那么第一个我们晓得他把我们的罪完全除灭
And we know that he destroyed our sin.
所以使徒约翰曾经大声呼喊说看那神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
And therefore, the John the Baptist once proclaimed that, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
也就是说这个羔羊的死解决了我们人性中所有一切的难处。
Therefore, the death of the lamb has dealt with and resolved all the difficulties caused by sin.
也消除了仇敌所有一切的权势。
Has removed all the powers of the enemy.
使他所有的作为都被消灭。
All his deeds has been destroyed.
啊，我们都能明白这件事情。
We can all understand this.
但是另一面
，But on the other hand,
因为他的献祭。
Because he was offered up.
更重要的事情
And there is a more important thing.
满足了神的要求
That will satisfy the demand of God.
我们知道神的要求是更高的
Because we know that God's demand is even higher.
要能使神满足这不容易啊
And it's not easy to satisfy God.
谁能使神满足呢
Who can satisfy God?
只有被杀的羔羊完全满足神的心
Only the lamb who was slain can satisfy the heart of God.
他做了全身的燔祭献给神
He was offer up as a burnt offering to God.
所以因为神的心满足了
Because God's heart was fully satisfied.
神就开始大大的祝福人
Therefore, God started to bless man.
所以经过加略山
So after the Mount Calvary,
我们看见来到五旬节
And we have come to the Pentecost.
圣灵就从天 而倒下来。
And the Holy Spirit was poured down from heaven.
那说明什么？神的心完全得到满足。
What does that mean? That means that the God's heart was fully satisfied.
神的大祝福就临到神的百姓。
Therefore, the greatest blessings of God was poured upon man.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主的死也为我们开了又新又活的路。
And the death of the Lord also opened up this new and living way for us.
这条路让我们重新回到神的跟前。
And through this way, we can attain, we return back to God.
并且跟父神能够恢复。这个交通
and we, our fellowship with the Father was restored.
使我们这些堕落的罪人
so that for us are fallen sinners,
可以归回
we can return,
可以跟神和好
and we can be reconciled to God,
并且可以进荣耀
and we can enter into glory.
哇，所以羔羊在祭坛上
therefore the lamb is upon the altar.
这说明了何等重大这个意义。
And there is such an important meaning to it.
主的死
Therefore, the death of the Lord
给我们带来了何等样的一个祝福。
It has brought us such a blessing.
但是我们知道
But we also know this.
神不以羔羊在祭坛上为满足。
And God is not satisfied to have the lamb upon the altar only.
那么羔羊还必须在宝座上。
The lamb has to be upon the throne.
因为这个关乎到神永远的旨意。
Because that has to do with God's eternal purpose.
神重新带我们回到荣耀的里面。
And God is to again to lead us back into glory.
需要他在创世以来他所计划的那个伟大的旨意能够实现出来。
So that the grand will he has a plan in eternity can be realized.
所以当羔羊在宝座上的时候
Therefore, when the lamb is upon the throne,
说明他重新掌管整个宇宙的权柄。
It talks about he once regained authority over all things.
所以在启示录里面大的宣告说宝座是属于他的。
Therefore, in the Revelation, he proclaimed that the throne belongs to him.
但是我们知道，不仅这样。
But we also know that it does not stop here.
因为神要他所有蒙恩的孩子们要与基督一同作王。
Because God desired all his blessed children want them to reign with Christ.
一同为神掌权。
And to reign with for God.
使他的荣耀彰显在整个宇宙的里面。
So that his glory will be manifested in the entire universe.
但是叫我们稀奇的是。
But something that is very amazing.
羔羊在宝座上。
When the lamb is upon the throne.
他人就是被杀的。
And he is still the lamb who was slain.
所以可见这个死的形状。
Therefore, the likeness of death
是代表着一种永远的性质。
There's an eternal nature to it.
即使将来进入永世
Even when we enter into eternity,
这个性质人就是在那里。
And that nature is still there.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
今天我们的主为我们做了美好的榜样。
Our Lord has set the wonderful example for us.
给我们开了这条道路。
Opening this way for us.
并且要让我们所有在他里面的人跟他一样。
So that all of us who are in him will be like him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天必须经过羔羊的死。
So today we need to go through the death of the lamb.
我们才能够达到羔羊的复活。
Then we can reach the resurrection of the lamb.
只有羔羊在宝座上祭坛上的经历。
Only when we have this experience of the lamb upon the altar,
才可以有羔羊在宝座上的荣耀。
Can we gain the glory of the lamb upon the throne?
这是我们的应当有的认识。
And that's the understanding we should have.
也是我们应当有的追求。
And that should be the pursuit we have.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
到底今天我们在追求什么？
What are we pursuing after?
我们看见保罗很有恩赐。
And we can see that Paul had a great gift.
保罗也有外面工作的果效。
And his ministry was very fruitful as well.
他有很大的启示。
And he got a great revelations.
但是保罗从来没有失去他生命中的这个焦点。
And yet he have never lost out the focus of his life.
他知道这是最重要的事情。
He knew that that was the most important thing.
我们曾经讲过。
We already mentioned this.
我们只要负责向自己死。
And our responsibility is to die to ourselves. And it is God's responsibility to raise us from the dead. And we can live in a way that is glorious. And that is very regrettably. And we have this sigh.
这么重要的真理
It is such an important truth.
今天在神的百姓中被忽略
And it has been ignored among God's people.
我们只喜欢用自己的方法
And we like to use our own methods.
用我们自己的才干，用自己的能力
We like to use our own talents, our own abilities.
那个结果是制造出无穷无尽的麻烦
And as a result, we have caused so many troubles.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And the brothers and sisters,
我们必须进入他死和复活的经历
We have to enter into the experience of his death and the resurrection.
我们才能为他做见证
Then we can testify of him.
我们呼喊讲论主的见证已经有相当多的时候了
And we have been crying out and proclaiming the testimony of the Lord for quite some time.
但愿今天主的怜悯临到我们
And I pray that the mercy of the Lord will be upon us.
让我们里面有强烈的意愿要进入
So that we could have this strong desire to enter into it.
那么感谢主
And thank the Lord.
使徒保罗在头一个世纪不仅有这样的认识
Apostle Paul in the first century, not only did he have this understanding.
他也把进入的路、经历的路讲得非常的清楚
He also made it very clear concerning the path into this experience.
所以我们愿意靠主的恩典
And so we want to use the Lord's grace.
和弟兄姊妹们再做一次的提醒
And to have make another reminder to brothers and sisters.
希望这个真理
And hope this truth.
今天被各道各处的圣徒们所重视
could be received and esteemed by brothers and sisters in various places.
我说过啊，在19世纪初到20世纪初到21世纪
I mentioned that from the 19th century 20th century and all the way to the first, early first century 21st century 真理
被恢复
and that truth has been recovered
曾经在地上带进荣耀的见证
and that has ushered in a glorious testimony on earth
我们在中国的1930年代的这些圣徒们
And for the saints in China in 1930s
他们也竭力在这方面追求
They pursue very hard in this area
也带进一段荣耀的时间
They also usher in a period of glory
但是今天我们感觉这个真理逐渐的暗淡
And yet we feel like this truth is fading away
所以我们要祷告
So we need to pray
仰望主的怜悯
To look upon the mercies of the Lord
让我们的心渴望
So that we could have this longing.
在基督的死和他的复活上，真真实实有联合的实际。
And we could truly have this real unification with his death and also with his resurrection.
保罗在罗马书第六章里面
，So in Romans 6,
告诉我们如何先进入基督的死呢
？And he talks about how can we enter into the death of Christ.
他是借着我们基督徒的受浸来说明这件事情的。
He used the baptism to illustrate this point.
我想我们需要在这里啊，那个注意这些话语。
And we hope we really need to pay attention to these words.
在六章三节这样说。
In verse 3 of chapter 6.
岂不知我们这应该受浸啊，归入基督耶稣的人是受浸归入他的死吗？
Verse 3, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus has been baptized into his death?
你看在受浸这件事情上
So concerning the matter of a baptism,
原来是跟基督的死是有重大关系的
That has everything to do with the Christ's death.
所以这里说这个浸这个字啊
So the word being baptized or baptizing,
是一个非常重要的一个字眼。
That is a very important word.
我记得我16岁的时候呢，我受浸。
I remember I was baptized when I was 16 years old.
那天我们去受浸的时候啊
，And when we were baptized,
我们的弟兄们就讲了
，And our brother mentioned this.
说等等下水，你们不要害怕啊。
And once you get into the water, don't be afraid.
我们会把你。浸在水里面大概两三秒钟
And we're going to submerge you into the water for 2 or 3 seconds
就是叫你死个两三秒
That is for you to die for 2 or 3 seconds
然后呢你从水里上来的时候你就复活了
And then when you get out of the water then you are raised from the dead
我们的弟兄是这样说的
And that's what that was said by our brother
所以后来啊
Later on
我感觉到 各道各处弟兄姊妹们的受浸啊。
I feel like the baptism in various places.
很多弟兄姊妹们受浸过没多久就跑得个无影无踪了。
And there are many brothers and sisters who have been baptized, and then after baptism they are just gone.
因为呢，只死了两三秒。
Because they were only dead for 2 or 3 seconds.
所以他又活了，活了就跑了。
And after baptism they became alive and they ran away.
那么保罗在这里讲啊，另外呢，我们从水里上来的时候，应该一举一动都有新生的样式。
And Paul also says that once you are out of the water, you shall walk in newness of life.
因为我们受浸只浸了个两三秒。
Because our baptism is only for 2 or 3 seconds.
所以他死不透。
So the death was not quite thorough.
所以呢，一起来之后呢。又是我行我素，人就是从前的生活。
So after baptism, the person will return to his old way.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that true?
不错，弟兄姊妹，在我们进入水里的那一刹那是很重要的时刻。
Brother and sister, yes, that is a very important moment when we step into the water.
我们接受与主同死同埋葬的一个事实。
And we were accepting the fact that being dead and buried with the Lord.
这第六章第六节的这句话的事实就在那个时候开始临到我们了。
And the fact described in verse 6 came to us at that moment.
但是我们感觉保罗用尽这个字用得非常非常的宝贵。
And yet Paul used the word baptized, that is a very precious word.
因为尽啊不是两三秒的事情。
Because,Being baptized is not just a matter for 2 or 3 seconds.
是一生的事情。
And that is actually is a lifetime matter.
是一个在时间中间延续的一个经历。
And it is an experience extended through in time.
是我们一次在水里面被浸之后呢，然后在属灵生命上要慢慢的能够达到它。
And so we were once baptized into the water, but in our experience spiritually, we need to reach that gradually.
在我来之前呢
，Before I came，
我心里想，能不能找一个好的比喻来说说呢
？Whether I could find a good example for illustration purposes。
我本来想讲这个中国泡菜。
I thought that probably I can talk about Chinese pickled vegetables。
不过后来我心里想，哎呀，这个恐怕太粗俗了。不恰当。
I feel like probably that's a little bit rough and might not be appropriate.
并且我根本不会泡菜。
And as a matter of fact, I don't know how to pickle vegetables.
所以后来呢，我就到希腊文的字典里面去查这个"浸"这个字。
And later, I tried to find the word "baptize" in the Greek dictionary.
但是很奇妙。
And but very amazingly,
那里讲说
，and in the dictionary it says.
大概在主前两百年
，and it's about 200 years before the Lord.
有一个希腊人
，and there was a Greek.
啊，他的名字叫做 Nicander.
And his name was Nicander.
啊，他是一个诗人
，and he was actually a poet.
那么他也是一个医生
，and he was also a physician.
结果呢，他写了一个泡菜的菜谱。
And yet he wrote a recipe for pickles.
啊，所以我今天晚上可以讲泡菜。
So I'm going to talk about pickles tonight.
啊，因为在这个泡菜的菜谱里面呢
，Because in that recipe,
他把保罗用这个浸这个字啊解释得非常好。
And that was a good explanation concerning the word baptize.
啊，他就说呢，这个。baptizo 这个字啊，希腊文这个字。
In Greek, it is a baptizo.
它是的确会有两面的用途。
And there's two ways of in terms of function.
他说呢，像我们做泡菜一样。
Is it just like when we do pickles?
他说你先把这个泡菜这个放到热水里面什么浸一下。
So first you need to
dip 一下。
You need to dip the vegetable in the hot water.
他就这个 dip 这个字呢，就是用了这个浸这个字。
So that dipping is actually the word baptizing.
但是这个不够的。
But that is not enough.
你 dip 完了之后呢，你把它拿起来之后呢，你就把它这个浸在那个醋里面。
And so after the dipping, you need to take out the vegetable and submerge that into vinegar.
他用了一个 immerse 这个字哈。
So you need to immerse the vegetable in the vinegar.
那么就说要把它泡在那里，泡一段时间之后，到了最后呢，这个整个完全改变。
So you have to have a let vegetable stay in the vinegar for extended period of time.
所以他说这个，他就是说这个字呢有一个暂时的一个用法。
Therefore, for this word, there is an action for a moment.
还一个永远改变的一个用法。
And there is also an action for a forever change.
所以这个呢，叫后来很多圣经的学者眼睛得开。
And so actually that explanation opened the eyes of many Bible students.
他们就开始真正的明白了圣经中所说受浸的意义。
And they came to understand the true meaning of a baptism in the Bible.
不错，当我们呢信了主，我们要去受浸。
Yes, indeed. When we believe in the Lord, when we were baptized,
所以弟兄们就把我们 dip 一下。
So the brothers put us into the water to dip us into the water.
因为不能一直 dip 下就真死了啊。
So he cannot put us in the water for a period extended of time, otherwise we're going to die.
那么从水里上来之后呢？
When we come out of the water,
事情并没有解决。
And the whole issue has not yet done.
你后面要经历什么 ？Immerse.
So you need to start to experience immersion.
啊。那么就是从现在开始一直到你见主。
And that is a starting point all the way till you meet the Lord.
一直要浸在里面。
You need to be submerged, you need to submerge in that for all the time.
所以今天晚上呢我把受浸的意义又跟你讲明了一下。
So I talk about the meaning of a baptism again.
所以我们一生都在这个里面，这个经历的里面。
So,For our lifetime, we are in this experience.
我们都知道这个泡菜如果浸得不够透，不好吃的，对不对
？And we know that if the vinegar does not go into the vegetable thoroughly, then the pickles are not good.
所以因此，那个受浸今天显在我们个人身上的，就是透与不透的问题。
So that baptism to us, the issue is whether we have been immersed thoroughly or not.
为什么有的弟兄姊妹？你真是感觉他能给带来恩典。
And why some brothers and sisters you feel like they can bring you grace?
有的呢就不太好吃。
And some of them they don't taste that good.
因为什么呢？这里面关乎到透与不透的问题。
So the matter of issue is the whether has been immersed thoroughly or not.
哇，像保罗这样的人，竭力的追求效法基督的死。
And for Paul, he has aPursue hard to be conformed into the death of Christ.
所以保罗更多的像主。
Therefore, Paul was more like Christ.
保罗真是可亲可爱。
And Paul was really so personable.
你每次都会从他得恩典。
And every time you will receive grace from him.
因为他浸得比你透。
Because he has been immersed more thoroughly than you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们对于磨成基督死的形象。
And concerning the matter being conformed into the likeness of his death.
我们死得越透
we die more thoroughly.
复活的生命显出来就更荣耀。
The more thoroughly we die, the more glorious we could have in our resurrection.
能力就变得越大。
And the more power we may have.
所以你知道保罗在地上他竭力地追求这件事情。
And we know that when Paul was on this earth, he pursued on this matter hard.
他在三章腓立比书第三章第十一节里面这样说。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 11, he says.
他用了一个字叫做或者我也得以从死里复活。
He said that in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
即使像保罗这样的人。
And for a person like Paul.
在因为他到底也是人呢。
Because he was a human being.
他遇见难处的时候。
And when he was in difficulties.
他懂得要向自己死。
He knew how to die to himself.
但是他有时候感觉好像也死得不大对。
And sometimes he probably also feel that he didn't die the right way.
所以他用那个或者这个字。
And therefore he used in order I may.
所以这个字很有意思。
And that's a very interesting word.
就是你的死必须是主死的形状。
That says that your death has to be the likeness of the death of the Lord.
差一点都不行的。
And if there's something that is not quite right, that cannot be taken place by any other things. Because God himself will decide on that. Therefore, we can see that Paul pursued all his life before the Lord.
有的时候成功了,
sometimes he succeeded, sometimes he did not.
跟我们一样啊,
and just like you and me.
有的时候死对了,
and sometimes he died the right way, then there's an effect of life in him.
有的时候死不对了,
and sometimes he did not die the right way, then there's no effect.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章告诉我们, 关于基督的死是我们借着受尽而进入的。
And therefore, Paul says in Romans chapter 6 that in order to enter into the death of Christ, it is through our baptism.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And that is such an important thing.
所以我们要祷告, 主啊, 把我们浸透了。
So we need to pray to the Lord, Lord, baptize us thoroughly.
啊, 所以在这里, 保罗首先告诉我们, 进入这个死是借着
And here, Paul first tells us that entry into his death is through baptism.
然后在罗马书第六章的第六节和八章十三节这里,
and now in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and also in chapter 8, verse 13,
他再进一步的告诉我们,
he continues to tell us,
我们要进入这个死与生的这个经历,
for us to enter into the experience of death and life.
这两节圣经有非常重要的一个关系。
There's an important relationship between these two verses.
我们简单的说, 罗马书第六章第六节是讲到一个事实。
And simply put, Romans 6 is talking about a fact.
我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified with him.
啊, 加拉太书2章20节也说到,
and that is also said in Galatians 2:20. And I have been crucified with Christ.
就是主耶稣钉十字架的时候,
that is to say that when Jesus Christ was crucified, you already died with him in there.
这是一个不能更改的事实。
That is unchangeable fact.
这是我们必须用信心牢牢地持守住的。
That is something we need to hold on to by faith.
但是难在哪里呢?
But what is the difficulty?
因为我们这些人太有感觉了。
Because we have many feelings.
我们一看罗马书第六章, 哦, 我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架了。
When we look at Romans chapter 6, verse 6, our old man has been crucified with him.
但是我们一回到感觉里面就觉得还很活了, 哪里有死啊?
And as we turn to our feelings, we feel like we are still very much alive. Where's the death?
我们还活得很呢。
And we are still very much alive.
你读那个圣经的时候, 那是个事实。
And as we read the Bible, it is a fact.
那么回到感觉里面的时候就另外一个现象。
But as we turn to our feelings, we feel another way.
那么弟兄姊妹在这个时候你相信哪一个呢?
So brothers and sisters, at this juncture, which one do you believe in?
你相信哪一个呢?
Which one do you believe?
我看我们大多数还是相信自己的感觉吧。
Probably most of us, we trust our feelings.
所以呢, 你持守这个真理, 你要不顾感觉。
And if for us to hold on to the truth, we need to put aside our feelings.
你不断对自己说,
you need to say to yourself,
那个才是真的。
And that one is true.
这个是假的。
And this one is a false.
很奇妙。
And very amazingly,
圣灵会引我们
The Holy Spirit will lead us to enter into the reality of this truth. So we don't care too much about our feelings. And we need to hold on to the fact in the Word of God. Because we have this fact. And then we have this practice recorded in Romans chapter 8, verse 13.
是一个持续的运用。
And that is a continuous application. So the brothers who understand Greek,
靠着圣灵致死肉体的行为,
and they tell us to put to death the deeds of the body.
他说这个致死啊, 它是一个延续性的一个动词。
And putting death, that is actually is a continuous action.
所以呢,
Therefore, we need to put the fact in Romans chapter 6, verse 6 into the application in Romans 8, 13.
最好在我们的里面呢。
Better yet, inside of us.
圣灵提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit will remind us.
当我们有一点点的恶念出来的时候。
Whenever we have any evil thoughts.
立刻靠着圣灵制止它。
And we need to put to death by the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
我们常常提醒，有西方的弟兄姊妹这样解释。
And we are often reminded because the Western brothers explain this.
他说呢，有时候难处出来说，你不要因为他是个小鸡啊，你就忽略他。
And sometimes we have this difficulty. Don't look lightly on it as if it's just a small chick.
他说啊，这个小鸡有天会变老母鸡的。
And you know the chick will one day grow into a hen.
他说一变成老母鸡就很难对付了。
And a hen is harder to deal with.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，这是一件神给我们的非常大的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, this is a great grace that God has given to us.
罗马书第六章的事实在我们生命中是可以运用的一个经历。
And Romans chapter 6 verse 6 is something that we can apply to us in our experience.
我觉得在旧约圣经里面。
And in the Old Testament,
神已经把一幅图画放在那里了。
God already put before us a picture.
那是一个非常好的实例。
And that is a very good example.
就是讲到约书亚怎样带领以色列百姓过约旦河进入迦南。
It talks about how Joshua led the people of Israel crossing the Jordan into the land of Canaan.
然后怎样把整个迦南地把它攻下来。
And how they conquered the entire land of Canaan.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个时候我们晓得以色列人过约旦河是一个团体进入。
We know that for the people of Israel, as they crossed the Jordan, they crossed as a group.
每一个基督徒都应该进入。
And that is a crossing for every Christian.
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
That is a very important,
precious thing. 但是当他们在过约旦河的时候。
But as they crossed the Jordan.
神吩咐他们说，你们要跟着约柜行。
And God commanded them, you need to follow the Ark of the Covenant.
因为这个约柜呢，被称作是见证的柜。
Because the Ark of a Covenant is the Ark of a Testimony.
可见这个经历跟主的见证已经有关系的。
Therefore, we can see that this experience actually has to do with the testimony of the Lord.
当祭司们刚抬着约柜。
So for the priest shouldering the ark.
那个时候约旦的河水涨过两岸。
And at that time, the waters of the Jordan overflowing the bank.
但是当祭司的脚一踩在水里面。
But as the priest set their foot,
立刻约旦河水就分开了。
And the water were departed.
并且分得很远。
And that was caught up at a distance.
一直分到亚当城那边堆积如垒。
And that was caught up and piled up in a heap at a city called Adam.
我曾经稍微量了一下，那个距离大概有60里。
And actually, that distance I estimated is about 60 miles.
因为几百万的这个以色列人要一下子过约旦河。
Because several millions of people are crossing the Jordan.
如果你只开这么一个门的话，你不知道走到什么时候。
If you just open a narrow gate, then you're going to take a long time.
所以一次他们就通通过去了。
And therefore they cross all at once.
但是在他们过这个约旦河的时候。
But as they cross the Jordan.
神要他们做了一件很特别的事情。
And God asked them to do something very special.
祭司们站在河的中间。
The priests were standing still in the middle of the river.
那么神就叫以色列支派12个支派每一个支派派一个代表。
And God asked the tribes, one from each tribe.
那么就在那河里面刚12块石头。
And they pick up 12 stones, one for each tribe.
那么然后呢，在岸上再拿12块石头放在祭司的站的地方。
And they also pick up 12 stones and put it back in the middle of the river.
所以那个时候你已经看见啊，神已经借着预表的事物在讲述这个死与生的故事。
Now we can see that God used this type of talking about the matter of death and life.
这12个石头放在约旦河底下。
The 12 stones that are placed in the middle of the river.
预表着我们与基督同死。
And that talks about our death with Christ.
所以那里说哈，那12块石头啊，一直到今天都还在那里。
And he talks about that 12 stones are still there till this day.
这是不能动的。
And that cannot be moved.
这就是讲到 罗马书第六章第六节的事实，我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And that talks about the fact in Romans 6:6, we have been crucified with Christ.
但是没有一个人可以把那个石头再拿上来的。
And no one can take the stones back up, back out of the water.
所以当以色列人要进入迦南地的时候
，So for the people of Israel as they were to enter into the land,
他们第一件事情就是需要经过约旦河。
The first thing they needed to do is to cross the Jordan.
必须经历与主同死的一个事实。
They have to experience the fact that the death with Christ.
然后等到他们到了岸上之后呢
？As they cross over to the bank,
他们就重新在那里，约书亚让以色列的百姓行割礼。
And they again were circumcised.
啊，那么。割礼的意思就是把肉体割除了。
And that is to cut away the flesh.
他们就把那个安营的地方取名叫基甲。
And they called the place they camped Gilgal.
那个基甲的意思就是滚出去的意思。
And the meaning of Gilgal means rolling.
就把肉体滚出去。
And to roll away the flesh.
结果在正月十四号。
And the 14th day of the first month,
他们就在那里守逾越节。
And they celebrate the Passover.
从那个时候开始起。
And from that point on,
他们就开始吃迦南地的土产。
They started to eat the produce of the land of Canaan.
就在那一天，玛拿止息了。
On that day, the manna stopped falling.
他们就开始进入基督的丰富。
And starting from that day, they enter into the abundance of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见在约书亚记里面记载这件事情非常的重要。
And it is a very important record, in the book of Joshua.
什么是约旦河呢
？What is the Jordan？
罗马书六章六节。
And that is actually in Romans 6:6.
什么是基甲呢
？What is Gilgal？
就是罗马书八章十三节。
That is Romans 8:13.
所以你看见他们没出去就打仗完，回来就回到基甲。
You can see that whenever they engage war and as they finish the battle, they will return to Gilgal.
主借着这幅图画，已经给我们看见在十字架死的运用上的重要原则。
And the Lord used this picture to show us the important principle concerning using the death of the cross.
我们从约书亚记可以看见。
And from the book of Joshua, we can see.
因为他们这样做的缘故。
Because they did in this way.
代价的后果是非常的荣耀。
And they has ushered in a very glorious result.
因为那个时候迦南地整个都是被仇敌所占据的。
Because at that time, the land of Canaan was occupied by the enemies.
迦南七族占据整个迦南地。
The seven tribes in Canaan occupied the entire land.
以色列人需要经过征战才能够把这个地把它抢夺过来的。
They need to get into battles to conquer the land.
所以当他们过约旦守住基甲的时候
，So when they cross the Jordan and they stay in Gilgal.
那么约书亚来到了耶利哥城。成交的时候
，And Joshua came outside the city of Jericho.
忽然有一个人出现
，All of a sudden a person appeared.
啊，约书亚就走过去说，因为他看他手上拿着刀
，And because that person has the sword drawn in his hand, so Joshua approached.
你是帮助我们的呢，还是帮助我们敌人的呢
？So he asked him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
那位拿刀的人说，我不帮助你们，也不帮助你们的敌人。
And that person said, "Neither for you nor for your adversaries."
我来是做耶和华军队的元帅。
I am the captain of the host of the Lord.
所以呢，立刻。约书亚就俯伏下拜。
At that moment, Joshua bowed.
哦，约书亚懂得谦卑。
And Joshua knew how to be humble.
因为你知道那个时候他把以色列人从约旦河带过来，不得了了。
You know that it's such an amazing thing that he took the entire people of Israel crossing the Jordan.
他变成以色列人中的最大的英雄啊。
And he was the greatest hero among the people.
最大的领袖啊。
He was the greatest leader.
那么那个时候本来有以色列人不太服他的。这一下子完全都服他了。
And everybody started to revere him now.
他觉得自己是元帅。
And he felt that he himself was the captain.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
约书亚懂得什么叫做基督的死。
And Joshua knew what is the death of Christ.
完全没有把自己摆在一个重要地位上。
He never put himself in this as in an important position.
不下拜。
He bowed before person.
那位就对他说,
and then that person said to him,
把你脚上的鞋脱下来,
and then take off the sandals from your feet.
因为你所站的是圣地,
because the ground where you are standing is holy.
感谢神,
we thank God.
约书亚就照着做了,
and Joshua did.
从那天开始起,
from that day on,
我们看见以色列人的征战无往不利
and Israel has continued to win battles.
无论多么强大的仇敌
no matter how strong the enemies was,
在他们都站不住
and they could not stand against the people of Israel.
我们读约书亚记的时候
as we read the book of Joshua,
我们很稀奇
we are very amazed.
我们以为是以色列人征战
we feel like that it was the people of Israel who were fighting.
你仔细读一读看
as you read it,
没有一场征战是他们打的
actually no battles was fought by them.
因为这里有耶和华军队的元帅
because the captain of the host of the Lord was with them
他们第一次攻耶利哥城的时候
so as they were fight against the city of Jericho
他们哪里打呢
what did they, what, how did they fight
他们是在游行
and they actually they were marching around
并且呢把那些祭司们摆在前头唱歌
and they put the priest in front of them singing
哦就这么绕啊绕
they just circle around
最后绕了几圈
And on the last day, circle a few more times.
大家喊吧
And then everybody shout.
怎么一喊耶利哥城倒了
And at that shout, the city wall, the Jericho fell.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
基督的死和基督的生
The death of Christ and the life of Christ.
是何等重要的经历
And it's such an important experience.
我们今天所应当注意的就是这件事情
And this is how should, that's the matters that we should put our attention to.
其他的是神的事情
And all other things that belong to the Lord.
你只有过约旦守基甲，耶和华军队的元帅才能带领他们打仗。
And only you cross the Jordan and you stay in Gilgal, then the captain of the host of the Lord will lead you into battles.
我常常有时候听见一些弟兄姊妹祷告，主啊，你要帮助我们呐、啊，你要帮助我们呐、啊，不要帮助他们。
So sometimes we hear brothers and sisters' prayers that Lord help us, help us, don't help them.
其实呢，主也不帮助你，也不帮助他们。
As a matter of fact, the Lord will not help you nor the or them.
主是为着他的旨意在做工的。
Because the Lord is working according to His will.
谁能够成为耶和华的军队呢
？And who can become the army of the Lord?
就是那般愿意过约旦、愿意守基甲的人。
And are those who are willing to cross the Jordan and to stay in Gilgal?
他们就自然的成为什么？成为耶和华的军队。
Then they will become the army of the Lord.
神就可以带领他们一路的胜利。
The Lord can lead them into victory.
这位耶和华军队的元帅
The captain of the host of the Lord.
在我个人的领会里面就指的圣灵说的。
In my understanding, it refers to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你会看见在属灵的征战上面都是圣灵在带领着我往前的。
You can see that concerning spiritual warfare, it is being led by the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传开头的时候
In the beginning of the book of Acts.
因为这一班人他们经过了加略山的主的死。
And because this group of people has gone through Calvary, that the death of the Lord.
他们也听从主的话。
And also listen, obey the word of the Lord.
所以120个人聚集在耶路撒冷的小楼上。
There's 120 gathering together on the upper floor.
突然之间，圣灵从天降临。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was poured on upon them.
因为他们履行了基督的死与生的原则。
Because they were exercising the principle of the death and the life of Christ.
所以圣灵呢，只要在彼得身上稍微点一下。
And so the Holy Spirit was actually just poking or touching the life of Peter.
彼得一站起来。传福音就三千人得救了。
When Peter rose up and preached the gospel, 3,000 believed.
再来一次，五千人得救了。
And he did it again, 5,000 believed.
仇敌阻挡不了。
And the enemy has cannot stand.
保罗是彼得的讲道讲得好吗
？And was it because of Peter's message?
彼得的讲道很精彩吗
？And that was a very wonderful message.
在教会历史上，很多人研究那篇信息到底能力在哪里。
And many people throughout church history trying to find out the power in that message.
我给你保证，今天你拿这篇信息去传福音啊。
I can assure you that if you preach that same message today.
我不敢保证有没有一个人会举手接旨。
I'm not sure whether you can get one to believe in the Lord.
那完全不是这篇信息的问题。
And it's not a matter of the message itself.
是圣灵的能力的问题。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵是何等愿意做工啊。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is so willing to do His work.
但是遇到你这我这般不肯死的人没办法。
But yet He has nothing to do if we are not willing to die.
如果我们肯死，他就有办法了。
If we are willing to die, then he could have find his way.
这是约书亚给我们看见的图画。
And that's the picture we can see in the book of Joshua.
所以约书亚能带领以色列的百姓攻下整个迦南地。
Therefore, Joshua could lead the entire people of Israel to conquer the entire piece of land.
百姓就得着丰盛的产业。
And the people of the Lord could gain their abundant inheritance.
他们杀死迦南的31王。
And they killed 31 kings in the land of Canaan.
今天我们要懂得这个能力从哪里出来的。
Today we need to know the source of the power.
所以基督的死与基督的生。
Therefore, the death of Christ and the life of Christ.
这是今天我们在主跟前需要认识、需要追求的。
That's the thing we need to know before the Lord. We need to pursue after.
所以，罗马书第六章的第六节跟第八章的十三节，这中间有非常重要的关联。
Therefore, there is a very important relationship between Romans 6:6 and Romans 8:13.
不仅这样
，Not only that.
到了哥林多后书。
As we come to 2 Corinthians,
保罗再进一步的讲到这个死与生的功效。
And Paul continue on the effect of his death and his life.
在这里哈，有两个字眼是经历的字眼。
And here there are two words, words concerning our experiences.
保罗第一件事讲说，我们为耶稣的缘故被交于死地。
And first, Paul said that for the sake of Christ, we have been delivered over to death.
我们知道这个交这个字啊，是一个非常重要的一个字眼。
And we know that the word being delivered over is very important.
我们要知道我们的神做事情呢，从来不被动的。
We know that our God do things, he will never be passive.
他不是说，哎呀，那个仇敌来攻击，没办法了，就把他打退吧。
And he won't say that, oh, because we are being attacked by the enemy, then we will just react.
不，神从来不做被动的事情。
No, our Lord will never do something passively.
这个交说明他的主动。
And actually being delivered over talks about his being active.
所以你看见使徒行传二章二十三节。
Therefore, we can see that Acts chapter 2, verse 23.
是父把子亲自交于死。
And he talks about God delivered the son to death.
所以这是为着他的旨意，他主动的一个工作。
That is active actions for his purpose.
那么今天在我们的身上也是这样的主动。
And that is also active in our lives.
为什么神会这样主动呢？
Why God is being so active?
因为我们知道他的儿子是一个生命的主。
Because we know that his son is a prince of life.
所以当他从死里当他从约旦河里受浸上来的时候
And so when our Lord came out of the Jordan after baptism
圣灵看见在这里的这个人他是完全的不活在自己的里面
And the Holy Spirit found out this person didn't live in himself at all
所以圣灵就催他到旷野去
Therefore the Holy Spirit urged him to enter into the wilderness
接受魔鬼的挑战
And to be challenged by the devil
看圣灵主动的
We can see that it was active actions by the Holy Spirit.
所以在属灵的征战上都是圣灵主动的。
And we can see that concerning spiritual warfare, it was being led by the Holy Spirit.
因为主是一个无己的人。
Because our Lord is a one without self.
所以他不像亚当会失败。
So he was not like Adam who fell.
他胜过了魔鬼。
He overcame the devil.
那么弟兄姊妹，这里是一个重要的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is an important principle.
如果你懂得这一个字的意思
，If you understand the meaning of this word，
你就会知道今天你为什么遭遇着许多的经历。
Then you will know that why you have such and such experiences.
因为对于神来讲，从无意外的事情。
Because to God, nothing is a coincidence.
所以从我们蒙恩得救开始
，And from the beginning, as we
are saved, 没有一件事情发生在我们身上是意外的。
Nothing happened to us is a coincidental.
是神把我们交在这个环境中的。
It is a God who is delivering us into this circumstance.
怎么样把我们交的呢
？How is He doing that?
因为首先他把他儿子的生命赐给我们。
First of all, He will give us the life of His Son.
这个生命的大能已经在我们里面。
The power of life is already in us.
基督死的功效已经在我们里面。
The effect of the death of Christ is already in us.
所以神才能把我们交在这个环境里。
And therefore, God can deliver us into such a circumstances.
做什么呢？要考验考验。
And for what? To test us.
然后呢，叫我们在这个环境中为他做见证。
So that we can testify of him in such a circumstance.
如果主神没有把 这个生命给我们
，if God has not given us this life，
我们里面没有这个能力
，then we won't have this power。
那么神把我们一送到魔鬼手里，不送死吗
？And then we are truly died, dead if we are being delivered over。
不，神老早知道我们里面拥有的是什么。
No, actually God already knows what is in us.
可惜呢，我们自己不知道。
But unfortunately, we ourselves don't know.
所以我们一碰见环境，主啊，我们丧命呐。
And so when the difficulties come, and we say, Lord, we are dead.
主啊，救命啊。
Lord, save us.
主啊，把这个环境改变了。
Lord, change our circumstances.
我们完全不能懂得主的心意。
We don't know the heart of the Lord.
你今天碰到这样的人，碰到那样的事物。
And now you are encountering such a person, such a thing.
有那样的仇敌的攻击。
And there's an attack from the enemy.
原来是神把你引到这个环境里面。
Actually, it is God who is leading you into such a situation.
因为他有个心意啊。
Because he has this desire.
要借着你这些经历，把你里面生命的大能把它显明出来的。
Through these experiences, he would like you to experience and manifest the power in you.
我们都晓得今天呢一个有本事的人啊。
And we know that for people who is a person who is capable.
我们最希望能有点环境让我们来表现一下对不对
?And we would like to have some kind of situation for us to show our capability.
我常常听见有人在叹息啊。
And I often hear signs of someone.
我有这么大的本事没地方给我显。
And I have such abilities, but no situation for me to show them off.
现在你知道了。
Now you know.
神把你超过你所求所想你完全不能明白的这个能力已经放在你里面。
God has given you the power that is beyond your understanding.
哇你是一个有大能的人。
You are a person with a power.
怕魔鬼吗
?Are you afraid of the devil? Are you afraid of our circumstances? Are you afraid of difficulties? You don't have to.
所以你看加勒和约书亚他们的心智多么的宝贵。
And we can see that the desire for Caleb and Joshua, how precious that is.
他们看见迦南地的那些仇敌。
As they saw the enemies of the land of Canaan, they had no fear at all.
他说仇敌就是我们的食物。
They say they are our food.
来的越多我们的吃的越饱。
The more of them, the fuller we will get.
今天我们不是啊
，and it's not so for us today.
一个小仇敌来了，主赶快把他赶走的。
And we have a small enemy coming, and we say, Lord, just drive it away.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
现在我明白。
Now we know this.
神为什么把你我这些人留在幕后的时代
？Why does God leave us in the end times?
今天我们所遇见是一个最危险、最黑暗、最艰难、最败坏的一个时代。
Today we are in the most difficult, the most dangerous, and the most corrupt time.
请我们记得。
Please remember this.
主的生命已经在我们里面。
The Lord's life is already in us.
圣灵已经在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
常常我们叫圣灵担忧啊。
And a lot of times we grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为我不懂得用这个武器。
Because we don't know how to use this weapon.
我上次讲过。
And I mentioned this last time.
基督的死。
The death of Christ.
那是一个无比的能力。
That is a power by itself.
啊，无坚不摧的一个能力。
That is a sharp weapon can destroy everything.
是我们手中最有力的兵器。
That is the sharpest weapon we could have.
但是今天你要学会运用这个死。
But today you should know how to use this death.
你需要好好的在主面前来追求。
You need to pursue.Before the Lord.
我们应当把我们今天所遇见这些不顺利艰难的环境看作是神所给的机会。
And we should consider the difficulties in our environment, our circumstances as the opportunity granted by God.
这个就是交的意思。
And that is mean being delivered over.
所以有的大敌人呢我们打不过对不对啊
And sometimes we cannot defeat a big enemy.
你先小小的学一点效法基督的死。
And but for the smaller ones, it could a chance for us to learn to be conformed to his death.
把那几个小小的仇敌先给他杀了。
And first kill those small enemies.
啊，你们就开始累积经验，对不对
？Then you will gain experiences.
然后你有把握了，就越来越追求。
And then you will know, and you will continue to pursue.
神实在怜悯我们。
And God truly has mercy on us.
那么，第二个字。
And the second word.
就是带。
That is to carry.
他身上带着耶稣的死。
And that's to carry the death of Christ in the body.
啊，保罗真是一个明白神心意的人。
And Paul is a person who truly knew the heart of the Lord.
啊，这个带呢，也就是说我们背负啊。
And carry means that to take upon us, bearing it.
但这个带呢，是我们的责任。
So to carry or to bear it is our responsibility.
交是神的责任。
And being delivered is a God's responsibility.
我们带着是我们的责任。
And to carry it is our responsibility.
有一面来讲说哈，耶稣的死是我们随身可以带的，你看多好啊。
So one aspect is to say that the death of Christ can be carried with us.
我们看见今天很多国家，他们的武器很厉害。
And nowadays we can see many countries have a very advanced weapons.
但是你不能带啊。
But you cannot carry them around.
啊，给你一个航空母舰，你怎么带啊？
For the battleship, you cannot carry it around with you.
不要说一个航空母舰，给个战车给我，我也不知道怎么弄。
And even if you were given a tank, you cannot carry it around.
但是可以带。
But this death, you can carry it around.
真的好像我们的身上带这个 cell phone 一样的，带着很方便。
And it's just like to carry a cell phone with you.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
带是我们的学习和应用。
Carrying is our learning and also our application.
只是啊，无论你到哪里都要带着哈。
But you have to carry it about wherever you go.
哎，我觉得近代的人很麻烦，就是常常会丢这个落那个哈。
And the modern days people are very troublesome because we often forget things.
我想有两种原因呢，常常掉东西的。
And a lot of times we will misplace things.
一个呢，年纪大了。
And there's two reasons to that. One is we are advancing in years.
年纪一大，真的常常东西一放了就忘记。
When we are old, we could easily misplace things.
还有年轻人常常忘事情。
But even for the younger ones, they often be very forgetful.
年轻人怎么会忘事情呢？
Why that's the case for them?
因为你东西太多了。
Because you have so many things.
所以呢，你老是忘这个落那个的。
And therefore, you always forget this or forget about that.
因为生活不简单。
Because your life is not that simple.
我发现很多基督徒生活越来越复杂。
And we can see that many Christians' life has become so complicated.
但是保罗在这提醒我们。
And yet Paul here is reminding us.
你身上要带着耶稣的死。
You are caring about the death of Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
So brothers and sisters, we need to remember this.
你任何东西都可以忘着带。
You may forget about bringing anything else.
只有这件事情不能忘了带。
But you can never forget caring about the death of Jesus.
到哪里你都要带着它。
Wherever you go, you need to carry it.
那碰见任何事情都可以用的。
And you can apply to whatever circumstances that you are in.
这是随时随事。可应用的兵器啊。
And that is a weapon that you can apply regardless of what you have.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And it is such a precious thing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在头一个世纪。
In the first century.
主得着使徒保罗。
The Lord again, Apostle Paul.
神不仅给他有启示。
God not only gave him a revelation.
明白十字架的真理。
Understanding the truth of the cross.
他也清楚进入这些真理的道路在哪里。
He also knew the path entering into this truth.
他并且自己竭力在这方面来追求。
And he himself pursued very hard in this regard.
他成了一个非常好的榜样。
He set such a good example.
在头一个世纪他为主做了荣耀的见证。
So in the first century, he bore the glorious testimony of the Lord.
今天他留下这些话。
Today, he left us with this word.
给我们带来何等大的帮助。
Leaving us a great help.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能从他所写的书信里面明白这个意义。
Therefore, I hope, brothers and sisters, we can understand these meanings from his letters.
照着进入的经历的道路。
And we can find a way to enter into this experience.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们要竭力的追求。
We need to pursue hard.
我们的磨成主死的形状。
To be conformed into the likeness of the Lord's death.
然后让基督的身也显在我们身上。
And so that the life of Christ can be manifested in our body.
我们只要能在这些最根基重要的经历上站稳了。
If we can stand firm in this fundamental and basic experience.
圣灵就从我们身上可以彰显他的大能。
And the Holy Spirit can manifest His great power in us.
显出复活生命的荣耀。
And to show forth the glory of a resurrection life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
时候已经到末了。
Time has come to its end.
主还把这个机会量给我们。
And God has a measure to us at this opportunity.
但愿我们每个弟兄姊妹。
And I hope every brother and sister
都成为基督的见证人。
And we can become His witness.
各地的教会。
And the church in every places
也成为主的见证。
Could also become His testimony.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have another word of a prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
因为在千万人中拣选我们。
Because you have chosen us from many thousands.
我们一点都不比别人更好。
We are no better than others.
我们真是一个充满难处的人。
And we are people full of difficulties.
我们是一个曾经被罪恶所玷污的人。
And we've been corrupted by sin.
但是你没有丢弃我们。
But you have never forsaken us.
人就拣选我们来为你做见证。
You have chosen us to be your witnesses.
主啊，你是何等的伟大。
Lord, you are so great.
何等的圣洁和公义。
You are so righteous and holy.
我们能为你做什么见证。
And what kind of testimony can we bring to you?
但是你所成就的一切。
But the things you have accomplished
要改变我们
and will change us
让我们能成为你的见证人
so that we can become your witnesses
我们真是为着这个满心的感谢你
We want to thank you for this with all our hearts
主啊你已经为我们死了
Lord you have died for us
你也摧毁了仇敌一切的权势
You have destroyed all the power of the enemy
你也败坏了所有一切败坏的事物
And you have defiled all the corrupted things
今天这些路都摆在我们的脚前。
And all these ways has been placed in front of us.
主，求你恩待我们。
Pray that the Lord you will be gracious to us. 让我们能
像使徒保罗一样。
So that we can be like the Apostle Paul.
有强烈的心愿。
To have a strong desire.
愿意磨成你死的形状。
To be conformed into the likeness of your death.
好叫你复活的生命在我们身上也能被显出来。
So that your resurrection life can also be manifested in us.
主啊，我们求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入这些话语的实际。
Lord, we pray that by the Holy Spirit of truth, you will lead us into the reality of these words.
好叫在初期教会中圣徒们身上所经历的那个真实。
So that the reality experienced by the saints in the early church.
今天在末后的时代。
Now, even today in the end time.
在我们身上也成为真实。
It could also be true in us.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the depth of our hearts, we'd like to give you thanks.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.